Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Real men and women should. I'm feeling like a real man should. Here we are. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show today on this Saturday, the 13th. Saturday, the 13th, we are talking about how you act when you're down to your last. How you act when you're down to your last. Sometimes, well, it's been said that sometimes you can really test or reveal the true character of a person when you see how they act, when they have a whole lot, when they have excess. And how they act when they have almost none, or when they get down to having just about zero. So I think that there's some truth to that. I'm a little careful nowadays about talking about how a person really is, or the real them and all of that kind of stuff. I'm not really all that much concerned about that, but I will say this. You can learn something about the behavior of a person, the character of a person, just the way that a person does things by observing how they are when they got a bunch of money. They have a bunch of money, when they have a bunch of stuff, when they have access to a lot, when they have it going on, when they're confident, when they have a lot of confidence, when they are receiving a lot of love and all of that kind of stuff. And you start to see how people act when they don't have a lot of confidence, when they don't have a lot of love, when they don't have a lot of people who like them, when they don't have a lot of resources, when they don't have a lot of money, when they don't have a lot of things. You start to kind of see where they going, what they doing, how they acting, how they What's going on, Carol Chamber? Lend me, friend me, favorito. Always a good time. It's great to see you. What's up, ma? Glad to see you coming through here. So today on the Urban Therapy with Sun show, we are talking about how you act when you're down to your last. You know how, maybe back in the day, how when you were a kid, you valued how much candy you had. You know, we talking about the days of penny candy, and sometimes you might be talking about when you could get more than one for just a penny. With the cost of inflation right now, our young people these days will never know what it's like to only have to pay a penny for anything, anywhere. You know, they're trying to eliminate pennies altogether from the money source. But anyway, when you were young, how much candy you had was valuable. So I got this many now laters. I have this many Mary Jane squirrel nuts. I don't know, Cherry Chans, Alexander the Grapes, whatever. That was your little fix. So, you know, when you had a bunch of candy, you got a bag full of candy or whatever, you might scramble the candy. And for those of you who don't know what scrambling is, maybe y'all call it a different thing where y'all come from. Where I come from, when we scramble something, we take a handful of it, throw it up in the air, let it hit the ground, and all of the kids, you know what I mean, hit the ground trying to get whatever you scramble. That's what we used to call scrambling. I don't know what they call it anywhere else out there, but where I grew up, that was called scrambling. So when you had enough to scramble, and scrambling was like giving charity. These are for the kids who ain't got no candy. The sweet tooth kids ain't got no candy. Well, I got a lot in my hand. I got a lot, but I ain't going to give it to you one-on-one. We going to have some fun. Make a scramble on the floor trying to get more. Yeah, I got one. You got two. I got four. He scrambled about 10. And me and the men and the girls, we was on our, you know what I'm talking about. We was on our hands and knees. And it sounds kind of crazy, but that's how it be. How you act when you're down to your last? What do you know? What do you know about being down to your last? What do you know about that? It's real, baby. It's real. Because when some people have a whole lot, they start flossing. They start fronting. They start snobbing. They start of getting conceited. They start talking about, they start acting like they always had it like that, and how a lot of, or how a lot of money is only a little bit of money. You know what I'm talking about? When certain people get, they get paid, or they have had a come up in their life, and now they want to talk about how, I mean, a couple of thousand dollars ain't no money. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's just a little piece of change. Like, yeah, in today's inflation, in today's economy, $2,000 isn't going to get you a lot. But I bet you what? $2,000 is a lot of money if you got it in your pocket. That's going to look like a lot of money. You get a knot of 20s. $1,000 in 20s is 50, 20. 50. You start peeling off $20 bills, Jacksons. You got 50 of them, you're going to be peeling for a minute. One, two, three, four. This is how I count money, because I don't know how other people do math, but that's the way I do math. Like, if I have 20, I know that whatever it is times 20, however many units you have times 20, that's how much you get. So, you know, do you know what 30 20s are? $600. Now, 2 times 3 equals 6. 20 times 3 equals 60. 20 times 30 equals 600. All right, anyway, yeah, people start talking about, like, the more money that some people have, they start acting like everybody should have it like that, or like they've always had it like that. A lot of them start forgetting when they was in the struggle. They start forgetting when they had to save, when they had to make ends meet, when they had to, you know, get the cheap peanut butter instead of the Skippy and the Jif and the Peter Pan. Yeah. So you see how some people act when they have a lot. Now you see how people, when you watch how people act when they getting close to their last. Oh, hold on. Before I move on, that's why I brought up the whole thing about scrambling your candy when you was younger. When kids have a lot of candy, they'll share. But when they only have a little bit, kids and grownups, that's when a lot of them start hiding shit. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When they have a lot, they start sharing it and act like it's an endless supply. But when they start getting down to their last, you know how some people will announce it. Yeah, man, I can't give you my last. I'm getting down to my last. How do you act when you are getting down to your last? Getting close to your last. Where before you had 4, now you got 3, you got 2, you only got 1, no more. It can bring out a different side of a person. And it may be a side that you haven't seen before. If you meet somebody when they were up, in other words, when you meet somebody and they getting it, when they're doing well, when everything is going their way, when the money is flowing, everybody loves them. Everybody's proud of them. Everybody is telling them how great they are. You see a different person than when the people start to fade out and they start to abandon them and the money is low. And you realize that they paid for a lot of the accolades that they're getting. They paid for a lot of the friends. They even paid for some family members to be hanging around them. And you start to see the difference in the way that they act and the things that they give out and the way that they interact with people. There's a clear-cut difference with a lot of people. So when we start talking about how you act when you're down to your last. Now, this has different twists and turns to it. Because not everybody acts the same when they're down to their last. Not everybody performs in the same way when things start to get low. When the inventory starts to get low, you know how it flow and you know how it go. You might give in a lot of generous, but now there's a fuss. People start hiding things when the money gets low. They ain't going to let the money show because they don't have enough money to lend to borrow. You know how they say borrow. Yo, borrow me $20. Borrow me $20. It's improper English, but borrow me $20. Because you know what I meant? Me, yo. Give me a couple dollars. Let me see. Yeah, when you don't have a lot, you might start acting like you don't have any. Oh, no, I ain't got no money. This is my off-pay week. I ain't got no money. It could have been just a few days ago. You was peeling hundreds off that night. So, check this out. Some people really, really are generous and they share a lot and they are wasteful when they have a lot. But when the money gets low, you know what I mean? I'm like, nah, man, I ain't got no... You ever see somebody count money in front of you? Like that's the last thing, that like that's all they got. Like, how much, what you want? Right. Man, I don't know, man. When you need it, a sure sign that somebody don't have something or don't want to do something is when they ask you specifically when you got to have it after you already done asked for it. Now, look, you asked for it, so evidently you want it now. Yo, can I get $5? Can you lend me $50? I don't. Yo, when you need it now? Do I need it now? Did I ask for it later? All right, well, let me just go to the store real quick, and when I get back, I'll give it to you. That's how some people might act when they are getting down to their last. So you done went from baller to like you the excuse guy. And I'm not saying that you're wrong for that. But when people are making an observation, they're going to see what they see. They're going to see what they see. Now, like, some people tighten the belt. They tighten the belt when the money gets low, which I'm thinking is a logical thing to do. That's the smart thing to do. You don't let yourself reach all the way to zero. But some people do. Some people, when their money gets low, they'd be like, well, this little bit of money ain't changing nothing anyway. Here, either give it away or they go ahead and spend it. So you mean to tell me you was down to your last $20 and you bought a bottle of Grey Goose? Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I was down to my last. I mean, shit, I might as well go ahead and get something that's going to take my mind off of it. I went out and bought a bottle of Goose. First of all, I could only get like the little 8-ounce bottle of Goose because, you know, Goose costs more than $20. I couldn't even, you know. So it cost me like, I mean, I got like $3 left. And with the $3, I bought some French fries. Salt, pepper, and ketchup. Them shits was good, motherfucker, boy. I wish I could have got some more, but that's all I had enough for. I don't know about y'all, but I've known people who do that. When they get down to their last, they go ahead and top it off. We going to make it to zero. I think that's the weirdest thing. I can respect the person that gets down to their last couple of hundred, and they telling you they broke. But you know there are different levels of broke. For somebody that's only making hundreds, then... When you are down to your singles, that's when you're broke. For somebody that's making thousands, when you're down to your hundreds, you're broke. For somebody that's making tens of thousands, when you're down to your single thousands, you're broke. For somebody that's making hundreds of thousands, when you're down to your tens of thousands, you're broke. For somebody that's making millions, when you get down to your hundreds of thousands, you may consider yourself to be broke. So there are levels to this thing. So seeing how people act at the level that they're on can be a little intriguing for you. It could be an eye-opening experience. It's an eye-opening experience. Open your eyes. What up, A. Moore? How you feeling? Alicia Moore, less is more. No, more is more. More is more. And T. Carey, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Mia Cunningham, thanks for coming on through. Thanks for not running scam. So let me see what y'all talking about. A. Moore says, I act like a hermit till I get back to where I need to be. Stay to myself. Yo, I'm with you on that. You know why I'm with you on that? I'm going to tell you why. Because you know when you go out, you're going to spend some money. I don't care if you ride in the bus or the train or if you drive. If you drive, gas is going to become an issue. You're going to have to put some money in that tank. If you have kids and you go out, I don't know nobody that can go out with children and not spend no money. I don't care if it's fast food. I don't care if it's little trinkets. You know, remember back in the day when your mom would take you to Woolworths or something like that? You was going to come out with some little toy. I know I did. I'd be like, my mom going to the store, I'm going with her. Because I knew I was coming back home with something. I don't care if it was a Dunkin' yo-yo or something. I'm coming home with something. I'm going to get something. I bet you I leave with something. I bet somebody going to give me something. I bet you I get something. So a lot of times when parents' money ain't right, they make sure they leave them kids at home when they go to the store because they know that the kids are going to pile up extra. Kids got to eat. They always thirsty. They want something to drink. So you buying sodas, you buying Mystic Juices, I don't know, Snapples, I don't know. I ain't bought none of that shit in a while. I know what it's like to have to buy it. Candy, ice cream, potato chips, hot dogs, burgers, fries. Kids got to eat. They eating all the time. And they asking for stuff all the time. And they got sad eyes. So if you are low on your funds, you got to leave the little ones at the crib. So, yeah, staying in the house is a smart deal. So you get your cake up. We going to make up when the cake is up. I'm going to make up when I get my cake up. We got a couple of pies that we need to bake up. Amor also says, I have a friend who will be on her last, and the first thing she do is go buy something. Anything to make her feel better about not... That's what I'm talking about, A. Moore. That's what I'm talking about, A. Moore. I know plenty of people who do that shit, and I can't understand the logic. Like, what are you, what? You did what? You let yourself get on 0-0? Like, being, okay, all right, you down in your last 500, and you went out and bought a pair of Prada shoes, 300. They was on sale. Because, you know, Prada shoes. You went to Nordstrom's and bought a pair of Prada for $300? Yeah, well, I still got $200 left. What would you, okay, you got the $200? Well, I had $200 left. Wait, what did you do after that? Well, you know, we needed food, so I went food shopping. How much you got left? None. Because I had to, you know, I got three kids. So, you know, $200 worth of food, ain't really no food. But, you know, I mean, at least it's enough food to last me to my next check. What is you talking about, shorty? You wildin'. You got zero? Oh, I got gas in my car, so I'm all right. What if the Mr. Softy man come down the street? What if the Mr. Softy truck come down the street? What the grind? Them kids ain't going to eat that Turkey Hill. They ain't going to eat that Breyers, you boy. They need a cone with Jimmy's. Well, I guess they won't be getting none until Friday. This is how some people are. And Mia says, Amor says, yeah, the logic doesn't make sense. It's crazy. I don't know, man. Well, if I'm close to having nothing, I damn near break out in hives. I'll be like, because I'm like, man, I know shit happens. Shit happens. Like, nah, man, that ain't cool. Shoot. You ever been in traffic? You ever been stuck in traffic and you didn't hit the gas station before you got on the highway? And now you in traffic and your needle is on EE. It's on E. You hoping that you got a car where E ain't really E. Where E is like, you know how when you fill up, it go past F. So you hoping that the E go past E, but you ain't sure? I don't know. Anxiety start kicking in. Well, I know how that is. And I'll tell you what else. I know how it is to be on the highway, stuck in traffic, looking at that gas gauge, damn near wanting to shoot myself because I knew better than to get on a highway without going to that gas station first. But I had enough gas to make it to my favorite gas station, which seems like it's 50 miles away now. So I saved money from the high price gas station so I could go to the cheaper gas station. And now I'm stuck in traffic and it ain't looking good. And guess what else? My license is messed up. So y'all understand what's happening here? So I might run out of gas in the left lane, because I'm in the left lane. I be in the left lane. I do left lane things. My speed is left lane speed. All right, so I'm in the left lane. Gas running out. So if my shit break down in the left lane and the cops come, you know, as soon as the cops come, they ain't here to help. That's not their first thing. Their first thing is like, let me see your license, registration, insurance. And I'm like, So now my heart racing. I'm not doing well. But that's me. Now, I haven't put myself in them kind of situations in a long time. And by a long time, I mean like over 5 years. Yeah, over 5 years now. My license been straight. It been 100% straight for 4 years. It been straight-ish for six. Literally. It been straight-ish for 6 years. All right. So that's what we're talking about tonight, though. This Saturday, this little overcast, half-ass, rainy, don't know what it really want to do Saturday. That's what we're talking about. How you act when you're down to your last. Do you go ahead and spend the rest of it? Are you the type of person that says, well, I got to do what I got to do anyway? Because that's a little bit different than spending it frivolously because you only had a little bit, so it didn't matter. Some people have the mentality like, well, regardless of whether I have a lot left or a little bit left, this is an essential item that I have to buy. So you might say something like, okay, all right, I'm down to my last $50, but I don't have any food in the refrigerator, so I'm going to still have to go to the market and buy this food. You might be that type. And that type, I kind of understand. Now, I may not understand what got you to $50 less. I might not understand that. But I do understand that you like, regardless of how much I have left, I'm going to have to do this repair. I get it. However, if I'm down to my last $50 and it's an off-pay week, okay, a lot of people got paid yesterday or Thursday or Wednesday, whatever. They got paid. This is their pay week. And this might be your bill-paying week or your bill-paying check if you budget that way. So a lot of people are going to, they might pay all their bills, and they might say to themselves, man, I'm messed up because this is my pay week, and I only have, like, let's say you got like $100 until your next pay. 14 days. You got to stretch that $100 for 14 days. I hope your tank is filled up. I hope your refrigerator is full. I hope that the lights are paid for and the gas and got enough water to wash your ass. And I hope that the kids' tuition or whatever, I hope that you ain't on a mission. And I hope that the child support is coming or that you got a little more. And I hope that you can make it with this $100. I hope that you don't have a weed habit getting blunted. And I hope that you can make it a little farther. I hope that you don't smoke cigarettes and don't bother. I hope that you can make it some kind of way. But I'm going to tell you what it would go if I had my way. If I got $100 today and I'm not getting no money until my next pay, I'll bet you any amount of money that when I get paid next, I might have the whole 100 left. But for sure, I'm going to have 50 because ain't nothing getting bought. Nothing. I ain't going to the club. I'm not ordering out. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing nothing. When my shit get low, nothing gets bought. I don't get the zero. I don't get close to it. And I don't care how much money I'm making. Because this is when I was, you know, times when I was only making a little bit of money, where it didn't matter. Like, no, you don't get the zero. Whatever you do. But that's me. And I get that from my mom. I get that from my dad. Whatever happens, you don't fuck up your shit to the point where you are down to your last. The worst financial situation that I've ever been in was between 2013 and 2017. That job, I had a little bullshit job. It was fucked up. I was constantly up against the, back was up against the wall, and I still saved money. And I had a little stash that I wouldn't let nobody fuck with. Like, nope. That's rainy day money. Really, in my mind, every day was a rainy day. Payday, it was still raining. I was like, yo. I might not be able to make it rain, but it was raining when I got paid because this check ain't sunny. Ain't no sun in this check. But nonetheless, I wouldn't allow myself to get down to zero. I'm like, we ain't doing that. Mia says, if I'm down to my last, I'm not spending nothing. Or I'm only spending on the bare essentials. Not the bare essentials, the bare, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if the toothpaste run out, we not going to go get no toothpaste. Yo, I saw some Arm & Hammer baking soda in the cabinet. Well, we baking soda in it. I heard it's better for your teeth anyway. And it's some peroxide, baking soda, shit, what? We getting fresh. We looking awfully pearly right there. We broke when we pearly. Yeah. So I feel you on that. Mia also says, I remember when $100 was actually some money. $100 has taken such a big hit over the years. Like, you know, remember if you spent $100 in the market, you was coming home with some bags. How many bags you coming home with for $100 nowadays at the market, y'all? What we looking like? What we looking like? For $100, because I know some of y'all, or maybe all of y'all, done been to the market in the past week or two. And y'all food bill, I know, was nothing short of what the hell. That's the food bill now. It's on what the hell. $100, you might have two bags for $100. And that's if you, and that's without you having no meat. You understand what I'm saying? Produce of do you in for $100. Get yourself some apples, some oranges, some bananas, some greens, some tomatoes, some cucumbers, some spinach, some onions, some radish, some garlic, some eggplant, some green peppers, watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew. You done. That honey got. Oh, I'm sorry. You better not think about getting no grapes and no cherries. Because now grapes and cherries, especially cherries, first of all, nowadays cherries are for the elite. If you make under $100,000, you ain't got no business having no cherries. Cherries are now for six-figure niggas. And don't you even think about going into no Trader Joe's and getting no premium cherries, like some one of them white cherries. You know, the white cherries, they be tasting good. And you say, you know, you getting them exotic cherries that, you know, those people, you know, these cherries ain't cherries, son. These cherries ain't, yeah. And them grapes. I don't care if they seedless, seeds, white, what do they call it? Black grapes? They're purple, but you know what I'm talking about. They're expensive. $2.99, $3.49, $3.99 a pound. You know what I mean? Yeah. It'd be hurting. All right. G. Carrie Wright says, I've been down like that. The magic that I made happen with $100 or $150 until my next paycheck is phenomenal. I know what you're saying. You know what I mean? Shout out to my people that only have like $20 on the off pay week. So here it is. Here it is, Saturday. Saturday on your off pay week and you ain't getting paid, your check don't hit your direct deposit till Thursday, maybe Friday, maybe Friday. Your check don't hit the direct deposit till Friday. You got $20 in your name. Shout out to my people that's going to have like $15 to $10 when they check hit their direct deposit, and they going to take that $10-$15 to have a good lunch, a good payday lunch. You know, a good lunch, good payday lunch. You know it ain't nothing like a payday lunch. Niggas be going TGI Friday. I don't care. One of them shits. You know what I'm talking about on payday. Yo, niggas be going to Olive Garden. I don't care. You know what I'm talking about? Niggas be hard. I said niggas be going down the crab joint. You know what I mean? With the seafood joint. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? Black lobster. You know what I'm talking about when I talk about black lobster? Black lobster, nigga. Payday lunches are the most spectacular lunches you ever saw. Yo, damn, eh, boy? Good looking. Super chat, Amor came through. Said, treat yourself to some cherries. Or at least half a... shit. Yo, you did me a solid. I appreciate that. That's some fly shit. Damn. That's what's up, man. I appreciate it. Take yourself to a bag of cherries. Or at least have a bag. That's dope. But yeah, y'all know them payday lunches be on some other shit. Payday lunches be on what? What? You know what I mean? We can do anything. We can eat anything for lunch or payday. Me and my coworkers, you know what I'm saying? We go to the after. We go to the, what would they call it? We go to the happy hours on payday, you know what I'm saying? Get stupid over there, yeah, we go lunch out, happy hour, lunch out. We come back drunk on payday, you almost get fired on payday, but, you know, we good. I got back. We went to the lounge during lunch on our payday. I mean, I almost got fired. I came home. I got back to the job. My boss going to ask, can she smell my breath? No. That's my breath. First of all, my breath is my breath. Whatever I ate, you know what I mean, that had onions and garlic on it, that's on me. But don't be asking me to smell my breath. First of all, that's rude, and I don't think HR would appreciate it if they found out that you going around here asking, you know, to smell niggas' breath. You don't have a right to be asking to smell niggas' breath. And I get off in a couple of hours anyway. Breath got so much alcohol in it, you could start a car. The car gonna make it 5 miles on your breath alone. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we talk about how you act when you're down to your last. How you act when you're down to your last. All right, let me. Oh, shit. Mia says, get the scissors, cut the tube open, and milk it. Milk it with some baking soda and peroxide, and we good till next pay. Listen, sometimes you done already made the cut, Mia. You know what I'm talking about with the toothpaste? Sometimes you done already made the cut. Sometimes you ain't got enough. Sometimes you ain't got enough to take the toothbrush and, you know, go all up in there. You done already did this. Sometimes it's not even when you down to your last. Sometimes it's not even because you broke. Sometimes your lazy, forgetful, neglectful ass just forgot to go to the damn store and get some toothpaste or some soap. So here you are. You ran out of body wash. Here you are filling up, you know, trying to compensate for not having no body wash. You ain't got no bar soap. You ain't got no nothing. You know what I mean? You might not even have no dishwashing liquid. It's your lazy ass. You know what I'm saying? You know, you try to put some water in the bottle to shake it up. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think I can. Let me get enough on my washcloth. You know what I mean? I wash the important part. You know, the important part. Make sure we get all the goodies. Make sure. Oh, shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, when you know you done fucked, when you got to take the toothbrush, You already done made the cut. So you done got the good abundant part of the toothpaste. You got that yesterday or the day before. You down to the point where you trying to scoop the part that's left that would actually come up through the tube part if you had a full tube of toothpaste. You understand what I'm saying? And another thing about cutting a tube of toothpaste, you realize how much air that they put in the toothpaste. Like that tube ain't full of toothpaste. It's not. It got air in it. They robbing you. So whatever it says, the amount of on the tube, like how many ounces it is, 8 ounces, 10 ounces, whatever, that's what's in there. It ain't full of that. It ain't full of that that toothpaste. No. Mm-mm. It ain't like that. TK Wright says that'll buy you 8 cherries. I bet you what? I'm gonna be flossing with a bag of cherries soon. You know what I mean? TK Wright says payday lunches be litty. They be on fire. Stop the payday lunch might be your own. All right. Stop the payday lunch might be your own. You are trying to floss, but you almost spoke alcohol to your boss. You better stop. Okay. All right, chill. Like I said, man, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We talk about how you act when you're down to your last. How you act when you're down to your last. Oh, man, it gets nasty out here. You know what I mean? Cats is crazy. But, I mean, like I said, man, some people, hold on. We gotta address the elephant in the room, y'all. We got to address the elephant in the room because I'm here talking about the things, the little techniques that we employ in order to make it to our next pay or our next deposit or our next time that we are going to get our hands on a little bit of money. When our funds and our resources start to get low. But what about this? What about the people who start stealing when their money gets low? What about the people who start taking when the money gets low? How about the people who start deceiving, scamming? Basically, it's all theft. How about the person that you better not leave in your house with any valuables if their money is getting low? That's whether they on drugs or not. Some people start stealing when they don't have no money or when they need and ain't got. When they want, but they ain't got. And I know for a fact that people who steal when their money gets low, they show no shame. I don't care whether they stick up boys. I don't care whether they the type that prey on their family members. You know, I can't say shout out, but dishonorable mention to those people who hang around elderly people, get their power of attorney and all of that and be robbing their whole estate and shit. Like, yo, man, I can't believe Uncle Buck died broke. I mean, Uncle Buck worked his whole life and he had money. He used to be saving money all the time. Yeah, that was until he made his niece power of attorney. His niece that he raised, the one that he raised like his daughter. Yeah, she took all the money because you know she was on that shit. She was on that shit. You know, Uncle Buck knew that she'd get high, but he figured, you know, she would never do him in. So Uncle Buck might have needed extended health care, like home health care and shit that he needed to pay for, and he ain't had no money because his niece. His niece Keisha took Uncle, she was taking money out of Uncle Buck's account, taking money out of Uncle Buck's account, and she knew where Uncle Buck kept his stash, and he made sure he ain't had nothing for that ass. I said, Keisha, you wrong, dead wrong. That's why I had to put your name in this motherfucking song. And that shit is whack. Yeah, that shit is the kind of stuff that make people be like, you going to hell. But I can't tell, because you will do that shit when the money gets low or when you need to get high or wherever you got to go, because you look at it like you had everything and I had nothing. Niggas always be like, you had everything and I had nothing. You grew up with silver spoon in your mouth. Why? Because I could afford a box of Lucky Charms? What the hell is wrong with niggas? Why they be doing that kind of shit, making up excuses? Yo, this shit ain't... Yo, Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. TK Wright says, buy that payday lunch and end up short on the water bill. You ain't never done lied that shit. Yo, that's my word. She also says, some people break down when they... when they are down to their last and are unable to function. True. Amor says, how about the people who get mad at the world because they don't have? Those are the ones be stealing. Listen. Y'all know I'm pro-black as a motherfucker. And I blame white supremacy for a whole lot of shit. But you ain't going to tell me that the white man is responsible for you not taking your ass to work or calling out of work four times in a month and getting wrote up or fired on some progressive discipline shit. That ain't got nothing to do with the white man. The white man might not have even been the one that employed you. You got yourself fired on some irresponsible shit. So, no, you ain't going, no. That ain't got nothing to do with white supremacy. You got to take your ass to work like everybody else do. Yeah, but you know that. Shut up. I don't want to hear that shit. Nah, we not doing that. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? He says, their lifestyles make their budget. Word. Nah, don't come to me talking about the white man is the reason you got a weed habit. Oh, I'm sorry. There's no such thing as a weed habit. They're just weed heads. Because people who smoke weed, you cannot tell them that they have an addiction or that they have a habit or that they have a problem. You cannot convince nobody who smoke weed that anything is wrong with them. They'll tell you that something is wrong with you because you don't understand the weed culture. It's the weed culture. Everything and everybody has a culture nowadays, but they ain't really nothing but a bunch of vulture ways. They trying to play on the dead, trying to suck you dry, trying to make sure that you never get nowhere because they always hiding. You can't get through these motherfuckers. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't get through to these motherfuckers because they on some mother shit. Their head ain't right. It's like they got stripes on some zebra shit. And I can't hear that shit on some Libra shit. The scales ain't balanced. That's right. On some Libra shit. All right. Yeah, man, but a lot of people start stealing when they money gets low. They start stealing, and they don't feel no kind of way about it. I've never had a gun flashed on me. I've never had a gun put in my face. I've never been robbed at gunpoint. I've been robbed, but not at gunpoint. And I know that's a harrowing experience. Peace and tranquility to anybody who that has happened to. But a lot of people will resort to that when their money gets low, and they don't feel no kind of way about it. They will straight go and take your shit. They don't care whether, you know, if you have a car that still has an ashtray, and you put change in your ashtray, when you get to that toll, you ain't gonna have no money left. Now, I know, you know, a lot of tolls in like in Jersey and New York, you know, you don't have to put money in the tolls no more. But I'm sure that there are toll booths around the country that still use change, and you ain't gonna have none. Because you was robbed with your cousin who ain't worked in 6 months. And they look at you like you got everything. You ain't gonna miss this little $3 that you had in your ashtray. You ain't gonna miss it. Some people go in your middle console and get busy. Emily says, if and when I'm down to my last, no one will know, cause I'll always be living my best. I'm going on a cruise next month, and several people have asked me why. They don't know my pocket. Well, don't sound to me like you near your last. I mean, if you don't, listen, you can get stuff without money, but you can't spend money that you don't have. That's what you actually cannot do. You cannot spend money that you don't have. You can get things without money, but you can't spend money that you don't have. You know, but being resourceful is something that a lot of people have to acknowledge. And you, if you fail to acknowledge the resourcefulness in some people, then they gonna what they gonna tell you? I can show you better than I can tell you, right? I can show you better than I can tell you. Word. And so it says I have to get a whole outfit at a time wardrobe. He says money loot. Wait. Money lost when it's not theirs, or is that money lose? All right. Emily says, speaking of guns, someone pretended like they was going to put their dog on me. I told them to come on and took my gun out. I was going to shoot the dog, laughing but very serious. Listen, man. Somebody said, I love animals, but I don't love no animals biting me. Somebody sicking their dog on you? All right. But you don't, they'll think twice about it again. Amor says they steal and play victim mode. Like you stated. They don't feel bad about it. They be like, my babies were hungry, so I had to do what I had to do. Oh my gosh. You could have stole from ShopRite, not me. That's true. Go steal yourself an eye roast or something. Matter of fact, bring me back a leg of lamb. You know what I mean? Shoot. Or, you know what I mean? Steal the shit out the market and sell it to me at a discount. No skin off my back. They got it like that. But people take from people who are close to them. You know what I mean? It'd be so funny how I hear some old head say, like, back in the day, black people wouldn't steal from each other. They would go out in the white neighborhoods and steal from white people. I'm like, man, if you don't go somewhere with that bullshit, some people might have done that. But niggas then always rob niggas. That's what we've been conditioned to do. It comes straight out of slavery. We don't like to see each other advance. Sure, we've had some communities and some instances and some times when black people have band together and done some great things, spectacular things, but for the most part, you victimize the people who are close to you. And that's the way it works. And if you think I'm lying, check the projects. People in the projects will rob people in the projects. Yeah, well, I live on the first floor. They live on the 10th floor. I robbed them on the 8th floor. It happens. It happens. If you don't believe it, that was one of the reasons why they tore down a lot of the high-rise project high-rise housing projects, because they were finding that people only really interacted with people who were three or four floors up from them or below them, above or below them, three or four floors above and below them. So what was happening a lot of times is somebody from the, I don't know, the ninth floor broke in somebody's apartment who was on the fifth floor, and nobody knew who they were. They didn't even know they were in the same building. Because if you don't hang out in the courtyard and all of that, you don't know all your neighbors, and y'all live in the same building. Y'all all live in the building. We live in the building. And unfortunately, housing projects are full of poor and uneducated people. And what comes out of being poor and uneducated is crime, violent crime, theft, whatever. Because your resources are lower and lower and lower when you don't have a decent education. Whatever you think an education is, an education is what you learn, it's what you know, it's what you retain. So whether you have a PhD or whether you only have a high school diploma, it's the education that you have. But one thing is for sure, if you don't have a high school diploma, you are not going to call yourself educated. And more than likely, crime is going to be an option for you. It's pretty consistent. No shade to anybody who doesn't have a high school diploma. I'm not saying that your father, your grandfather, or whoever who never got their high school diploma, I'm not saying that they are a bunch of criminals or that they stupid or nothing like that. No. There are plenty of exceptions to every rule. The rule is the problem, though. The rule is the problem. And so it says, I know you got it. I'll pay you back next payday. Yeah. TK Wright says, people take from those who they believe will forgive them. You know what? I never even thought of it that way. Wow. I never thought of it that way. I always looked at thieves as just, I don't even think thieves caring about being forgiven, because they're so opportunistic and they're so arrogant and misguided in their greed that they just figure, like, even if you don't, like, I don't, they'd be like, I don't give a fuck if you forgive me or not. You need to forgive me because you had it all. You had it all and I had nothing, and you knew I had nothing. You should have helped out. That's how they'd be rationalizing. Do y'all remember, did any of y'all or all of y'all used to watch the show Good Times? Do y'all remember the episode with Thelma's girlfriend, her friend from school or whatever, robbed them? I think Thelma had like some cologne, some perfume or something that she bought, because she was working at a department store, some shit like that. And the girl stole the perfume out of their crib, and the cops locked the girl up. And she said some shit like, well, at least I'll smell rich. She said that the Evans was rich. The Evans family on Good Times, she said, y'all rich. And when she stole that perfume, she said, well, at least I smell rich. I mean, I was like, when they wrote that episode, I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. Is that what it was? That's when when they won the lot? Nah. Was it? Was that the episode they won the lottery? All I remember is that girl saying, at least I'll smell rich. I was like, Good Times, man. Good Times was a rough show, boy. TK Wright said, that's cap. They know who they can. They can't. They can give a sob story to for their actions. I'm not denying that. It just doesn't seem to me like they give a shit about who, what if they are forgiven or not. That's all I'm saying. But you got to, you know, you got to excuse me, because, you know, I dealt with a lot of North Philly thieves, and they definitely showed no shame. I think I dealt with a lot of South Philly thieves, too. Germantown thieves, now, they cared about their social status. Like, I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm robbing people because I have a problem. I'm robbing people because my mom and my dad got divorced. Just kidding. They don't give a fuck either. Thieves don't give a shit about your feelings. They give a shit about their feelings. If you feel bad or want people to feel bad about what you're stealing or whatever, or you, if you want people to feel sorry about what you're stealing or if you stole or whatever, you ain't got no business being a thief. You ain't built for that. And so it says, people think that because their kids dress well, they have money. Well, yep, that's kind of true. Because what people be saying, you know, like, even if I dress like a bum, my kid's going to dress well, which is somewhat respectable on a certain level. I ain't going to be mad at it. You know, we all know about the mom that be dressed to the nines and her kids looking like they ain't got no business looking like what they looking like. I'm here zoning out. Like, wait a minute, I bought something earlier today. Did I pay the whole price for? All right. Emily says one friend stayed home with them while her sister went to the bank with Florida. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You right, Emily. Emily knows her good times history. Yeah, yeah, Emily. I said Emily knows her. Good times history, yeah, Emily. Yeah. Wait, what's Florida doing with playing the lottery? Ain't she a good Christian? She ain't supposed to be gambling. Supposed to be gambling? At least I smell rich. Supposed to be gambling? At least I smell rich. This bitch said, at least I'm a smell rich. You smell like a bag of money. I can't. Y'all got me tripping today. We're about to do these birthday shout-outs. We got to get on the body here. I've had enough of you. Do these birthday shout-outs. Hey, yo. Oh, before we get out of here, because I don't want to forget, if I don't speak to y'all, all the ladies out there, all the mothers out there, all y'all beautiful black queen mothers out there, I want to say happy Mother's Day. I hope that y'all have a great, wonderful, beautiful Mother's Day, as beautiful as the hearts that y'all have for taking care of the next generation and raising these children to be productive citizens and making them the next regime of royalty in this society. Happy Mother's Day to all y'all. All right. So we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 13th. and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Shekinah Tennant turning 43 years old today, and Diana Jackson turning 39 years old today, and my girl Cherie Wilson turning 38 years old today, and Denise Young turning 45 years old today, and last but not least, I said last but not least, I said last but not least, Johnson Lola Inez Lola Johnson. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. First of all, I hope that the day finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious May 13th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, man, how you act when you're down to your last. How you act when you're down to your last. Some people are going to go ahead and top off and spend the rest of that money. Like the Lord will provide. The Lord will make a way. And some people are going to say, I'm not spending another dollar till I get another dollar to make ends meet. I don't care if y'all want me to treat. Y'all, you go ahead and take a seat. Take several seats. Go ahead and sit down because I ain't paying no money right now. I got to keep my all. I don't know if emergency is going to happen, but I know if it happens that I'm going to be prepared because I'm not sharing nothing. Not right now because my money is down and I won't be a clown looking like real fool. When I don't have enough money to buy food. You'll see how a person acts or how, who they are when the money is way, way up high and when the money comes down way, 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 way low. Whoa, 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 whoa. So if they fronting when they got a lot, they might become real dangerous when they don't have any. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I appreciate y'all coming through and checking out the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I hope that y'all enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Have some fun today. Good conversation. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, we will be back tomorrow for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show at 1 p.m. on Mother's Day. So if y'all come through, I appreciate it. We'll be here if you want to watch the playback. All right. So, all right. Let's do it like this. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.